Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard. And I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down, real low. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
Hi, and welcome back to E3 Coverage 2019 from the Frog Pants people. And that is to say, the French Spin people and the Frog Pants people. That is to say, the Frog Pants person and the French Spin person. That's right, Patrick Beja once again over there. Hello, Patrick. Good morning.
Hey, Scott. So we're starting easy for today. It's going to be the VR thing, which I just realized is essentially put together by one site.
Yeah,
it's kind of like the PC gaming, which is going to follow the VR thing. Like in an hour, we have PC gaming. Mm-hmm. I suspect this VR thing is going to be just really short, half an hour.
Yeah.
But it's only one site. It's Upload VR, I believe, that is putting it together.
Upload so VR? That's what I was going to ask you, if we knew where this was being sourced or whatever. But
I think it's them that is putting it together. And it is obviously a lot smaller than the other big conferences. It's less covered, I guess. Oh, I didn't start recording.
You can do that.
Three, two, one.
Okay.
Hey, so we are doing this E3 conference coverage thing, and we already started, and I forgot to start recording. So what I was saying, this is Scott, I'm Patrick.
Hi.
Hey, everyone.
Hi.
What I was saying is, we're going to start with the VR thing,
and
that's going to be hopefully fun. And it's put together by just one magazine, just like the PC gaming is put together by PC Gamer. The VR thing is put together by Upload VR.
Yeah, which I've never...
I think it's them.
I've never heard of these guys before, but their website claims... let me read it to you. This is their thing. They say, VR and AR news and education. UploadVR.com. Mm-hmm. I'm not familiar with them.
It's the name of a site I've heard many times, but I don't follow VR news super closely, but certainly with my limited knowledge, consider it to be one of the main sites for that.
Yeah, so it seems like a good... if anyone's going to do the coverage today, it seems like they'd be as good as anybody.
So we'll see how the show turns up to be. I mean, it's not really a show. It's just a showcase. And it's got currently 10,000 people watching the stream, which is really not a lot. The stream on YouTube, maybe there is one on Twitch, but... the stream started, it's pre-show right now, and it's going to start, I believe this might be the actual show now.
Oh, is it? I'm still showing 3 minutes, or did I pause?
Oh, yeah. Just reload.
Let me reload.
This is...
Oh, yeah, they seem to be doing, at least they're showing some sort of trailer. All right, I'll
Primordian.
I never heard of this.
This looks good. Where do you stand on VR, Scott? Are you
holy smokes? That website, that YouTube.
Oh, it's still a minute and a half away from.
Okay, so we got a ways to go here, folks. Boy, that music is something else in there. It's really loud.
I'm going to mute it.
Yeah, I'm going to turn it down for now. yeah, as far as expectations I have, I hope it focuses on more cool stuff to put on my Rift, which I have right here. Not my Rift, excuse me, my Oculus Quest. I made the jump.
Oh, did you get a Quest?
I did.
I didn't realize.
I did. I meant to talk to you about this.
You have 1 minute to let us know how much you like your Quest.
I really like it a lot. I think it is the step in the right direction in terms of where the future of VR is. I think wireless and non-tethered experiences are going to be the future. I think achieving room scale with inside-out tracking is also the future, and that will just do nothing but continue to improve, and I freaking love it. It's my favorite VR experience I've ever had. And I can't wait. I just need more content.
It's your VR experience you've ever had, okay?
Yes.
Do you like it as an experience, not just as a VR experience? Like, would you recommend people purchase this?
Highly recommend it, especially at the price. The fact that these are only $399, there's some caveats, right? It's a closed system, so you're not going to be able to sideload a bunch of your PC stuff on there or whatever. Like, there are downsides. But for less than the cost of a brand new Index or Vive Pro, you could buy both versions of the new Oculus hardware, have the PC experience and this portable experience for less money. Oh, here cool. He is. Check this guy. Vertigo Games. All right. Here's a dude. I thought it'd be a stage thing. No, I guess not.
I don't think so. You know, they have it's a small endeavor. So yeah. I'm guessing it's someone who, Upload VR, who was like, hey, let's do a VR-focused thing on E3. And it's really easy to do. Anyone could do it.
Right.
Just call it E3 VR something. Maybe they had to deal with E3 to be allowed to use the name. But really, anyone can do it. And VR is the kind of thing that doesn't get a specific light shone on it.
Yeah.
So I guess people would be excited about that.
That's
true. Companies would want to participate. Right?
Yeah, I would think so. All right, After the Fall. They didn't really show much there.
After the Fall is
here we go.
Action FPS.
Oh, okay. I thought that was going to be it, and there was nothing, literally. At its heart.
Players use their own combat styles to fight against a variety.
That's somebody on a quest because they've just got the power connector on.
Oh, that's what it was. I was wondering. You should not show it with the power connector on.
I agree. It's the only complaint I have about the device. It only gets about 3 hours of life, but still, that's decent enough.
Probably enough time that you want to spend in it. And you can use it with the power thing on if you need to. Right?
Yeah, and it charges really quick, so that's cool.
They go on a mission together.
All right, that's an Index, this one. Oh, that's back to a Vive. Or back to a Oculus.
And requires you to
all right, so he's describing a first-person shooter with RPG elements, is what he said.
The main focus for After the Fall are the main missions that you do. But aside from that, there's also side content that you can follow, and events, and other interesting
I guess this... I don't... I mean, we've only seen a little bit, but it looks like more of a game than what we've seen for a long time.
Yeah, they're describing more of a game.
Welcome to the first ever Upload E3 VR
See,
showcase.
This
Thanks
is the host.
I'm Jamie. This is going to be exactly what it sounds like. 60 minutes of VR games. That's not a lot of time for me to talk. You just want
an
to
hour,
see
he says.
So
doing
it's
an
just
hour.
A dude at his desk introducing the stream. This is a very low budget thing that they're putting together. And
well,
I think it's really cool.
Yeah, you could describe it. I mean, it's like Nintendo Direct kind of approach or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Do it all by video.
I mean, anyone can do it.
Right.
If you have the connections and you get trailers, which this looks kind of cool.
This looks nice, yeah.
So it's going to be an hour. He mentioned 60 minutes of VR games.
He did, absolutely. This is pretty for a VR game.
Yeah, graphics-wise, I guess that's the goal as well. The first two that we've seen don't look like, oh, we have to make it stylized and indie artsy type thing because we don't have the computing power. And of course, they're going to show it on the best PC they can, I guess.
Yeah.
But it looks like if that was coming out on a regular console or PC, it wouldn't be, it wouldn't shock me. It wouldn't be like, oh, this looks like crap. It would be, oh, okay, that's, you know. What
is but a soul? That also could have been all rendered, for all we know. I mean,
that's true. That's true.
That's the frustrating thing with this stuff, is they don't really tell you.
The Wizard's Dark Time?
Darktimesgame.com. I'll have to check that out.
Okay, we don't know a lot about this.
Oh, but, Rust, really? Did I read that right? No, this is something
what?
Else.
What?
Never what is mind. This looks like...
With the permission of Valve?
Hot dogs, horseshoes, and hand grenades. TF2's so classic arsenal, lovingly remastered in VR. Okay,
so it's essentially TF2 in VR with sausages?
I guess so. Yeah, look at them. They're wieners. They're little hot dog people.
I'm going to call this in my notes, VR TF2 weapons sausage remake.
Oh, look, you blow the sausages apart. The hot dogs go to pieces. That's fantastic.
All right, so it's not, you're not fighting, it's just shooting sausages.
Oh.
So it's not a remake, it's a sausage shooter, Meat Fortress.
So more, what they're showing here is basically a shooting gallery, and there's a lot of those in VR, and I'm not going to complain about that, but I don't think they're worthy of too much excitement anymore.
We're going to be showing you some footage from Budget Cuts for PSVR for the very first time.
Budget Cuts for PSVR. All right.
Budget Cuts?
Yeah, whatever that is. It's like some kind of robot killing business.
I guess you're a robot and you need to make budget cuts in your company. This feels a little bit like a job simulator somehow. Oh, this looks neat.
Interesting portal
technique.
You throw
a camera and then you...
Yeah, it's kind of
killing robots.
It's kind of portally. Aren't you a little surprised that Valve didn't do some kind of portal VR game? With all the...
I'm sure they tried. I guess they must have not...
Maybe they still are. I don't know.
I mean, to be honest, I'm surprised that Valve is not doing games, period.
Yeah.
Not VR portal.
My name is James Hunt. And I'm very happy to announce the next title from Fast Travel Games and a passion project of mine called The Curious Tale of the Stolen Pets. The Curious Tale is an interactive, heartwarming story where you play your childhood memories formed into tiny worlds in front of you. The game is full of animated life, playful
Curious Tales of Stones and Pets?
Puzzles. I don't know what that is.
I think there's going to be a lot of that. It's going to be, oh, they're talking about something. I mean, VR is difficult to showcase to begin with.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Oh, they have a trailer. All right.
I didn't recognize you at first. You're all grown up. Do you remember the curious world?
The enchanting world of childhood dreams.
She looks like a real lady. It's because she is.
So this is another one of those cute diorama type experiences, which are fine, but...
I like them. There's usually a problem with depth in these, but this looks like they're doing a little more with that. A little more puzzles. A little more stuff going on.
Yeah, it's fine. But it's kind of an expected quantity.
Yeah, yeah.
And... it doesn't feel like the kind of game that would be a system seller for, you know, people who are not already... of stolen pets, not of stolen
Curious Tale
pets.
Of the Stolen Pets, okay. Oh, PSVR commercial or something.
Hello. Oh, Angry Birds VR? Our differences and
work together. Are you freaking kidding me?
Oh, no.
Oh, it's the movie in VR.
Angry Birds Movie 2 in VR.
Oh, it's a game.
Oh, there's a game, okay.
This looks kind of bad. The draw distance looks bad. I guess it's underwater. I shouldn't be so picky, but that looks kind of shitty. Let's do this.
They're
because there's a second movie coming out.
Obviously,
So this is a tie into that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not
for
really.
For the players.
Are you freaking kidding me? That was an awesome showcase of the great content VR developers are putting out there right now.
Are you freaking kidding
me? Let's take a trip to the TARDIS.
All right.
It's cute that he's using his webcam camera for showing this, but like the host literally has less production quality value than the trailers. I love that they're doing it. Don't get me wrong.
No, I'm with you.
But it's a little bit like, you know, at least get a sound, a person who does sound. Because it's a bit, yeah, anyway, it doesn't matter, but it's... I mean, this is definitely better than the first PC gaming show.
Oh yeah, no, let's establish the comparative reality here. This is a thousand times better than that one. That was terrible that year.
For us, it's really important that we captured the sausage. Is really important. Oh, is that that's Doctor Time Travel?
Doctor Who is the name you're looking for. Doctor
oh, that's
Who.
Yes, right.
Yeah. Amazing. It's a TARDIS.
It's not, in fact, Doctor Time Travel Dude.
Doctor Who: The Edge of Time. Interesting. It's coming to Oculus as well. I would check that out. That could be a free experience, probably. A lot of this tie-in stuff is usually not stuff you pay for. Mm. Star Wars, they get away with paying, but they're charging. Ooh, this looks scary. One thing I was going to say about, since we're sort of just looking at video here, the thing I like about the Oculus Quest is they found a very happy medium or compromise of performance, fidelity and portability and untetheredness that just feels so good. Like you play a game like Beat Saber,
so you're not, it's not jarring the quality of the graphics compared to what you see in
me they look better tethered. Than my they look better than my Vive did.
Oh really?
To me, yeah. I mean, I'm not doing direct comparisons back and forth like in real time, and I probably should to be sure of it, but the fidelity is indistinguishable for me. And the setup is so freaking easy. It's ridiculous. My mom could do it, and she's 80. Well, what's this? Cyberpunky. I mean, this sort of thing speaks to me, but I can't tell what this is. Is this a game or just a...
It looks a little bit like Blade Runner-ish.
Yeah, I love that kind of thing.
Oh, and it's a gallery shooter.
Some sort of on-rail shooter kind of thing.
And I have a pet peeve about VR games.
What's that?
Which I know is dumb. This looks kind of good. When they do the, ooh, I'm looking at my hands. What is this? These are my hands and I'm moving them. And then when I move them, it's like, it's, I don't know. It's a bit...
We're past that point, you're saying. We're past
yes,
that.
Yes, yes. Yeah. It's a bit done.
I agree.
They just did it again.
Yep. Yep. Wait, we playing this on our phone or on our VR?
Wait, it's you're a tree and you're trying to get the squirrels away from you while people on their phone are the squirrels trying to steal your nuts.
So it's asynchronous. You're playing...
Yeah.
You're playing...
Acorn, Attack of the Squirrels.
Hi, I'm Peter. I'm from Resolution Games. We're in the middle of Stockholm.
This is at the very least original.
Yeah.
Acron. In Acron, the VR player becomes a magical tree trying to defend its acorns. The mobile players joins in as squirrels trying to steal the acorns.
We try to make games that could fit everyone. It was just the most natural thing that, okay, so you're a tree.
I like the Swedes.
Acorns, and what animal like acorns?
Who doesn't?
Well,
squirrels.
Squirrels.
The Germans. So I don't know.
No one doesn't like the Swedes. They're like the Canadians of Europe.
That's true.
You can even pick up some sap. I don't know that this, like, it's an interesting idea.
It's a mini game that will be fun for a minute, but I don't want to be this tree for very long.
Yeah.
It's like a Quake mod.
Let's get this straight. Budget cuts, Curious Tailors, Stolen Pets, and Akron. Is it just me, or are Swedish developers really good at making wholesome VR games? Next couple of VR games, not so wholesome.
Okay. Is that a warning?
Yes. We're getting into the scary stuff. The Walking Dead onslaught.
Why is everyone's mic so bad? About
this title because this is a very low production value thing. It's a bunch of people who are like, you know what? Let's do an E3 showcase. Yeah, let's do it. And they can. And that is awesome.
Yeah, but this is like a licensed product from Walking Dead. You feel like they'd have a little... I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. Walking Dead is licensing their property to pretty much everyone. I think if you gave a call to, you know, Skybound,
think we could get a license.
Them, hey, I want to do a walking game, a Walking Dead something, tissues, like tissue theme, Walking Dead themed tissues. They would be like, all right, we like your idea. Yeah.
We like where you're coming from. Tissues, we get it.
Like, would your tissues be especially efficient to soak blood?
Mm-hmm.
For example, you know, that could work.
This isn't a particularly good-looking zombie killer game.
This isn't a particularly?
No, it looks crummy to me.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree. It doesn't look very good.
I've played some zombie games on the Quest that look better than this.
And this really looks like you're standing in place, and which is makes sense for
right
VR, but you're standing in place and shooting and stabbing zombies that are coming at you.
Hey, look, Patrick, it's like your real hands. Oh, you got a pee? What is this?
Oh, it's Life Simulator.
Great.
I got to pee all the time.
I know, I do too. I'm going to have to pee after this VR show.
Oh, wait. This is Hillbilly Life Simulator. Drinking beer and smashing your hotel room.
Who are the hillbillies of Europe, if you had to pick them?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You punch the glass, and then you bleed, and you die because you bleed out, and then you go to hell. This is a weird thing. And you have eyeballs looking at you and Satan with pointy teeth.
Wow.
I have no idea what this... So he's smashing stuff again and shooting stuff. This looks like it's not going to be a good... game.
I can't tell.
You know, it's either not a good game or a, like, Goat Simulator type deal where everyone likes the dumbness of it.
Hotel R&R. An indie game about rock and roll stars smashing rock and roll. Hotel rooms for the devil.
The what? I didn't get it.
So it's a game about a rock star smashing up hotel rooms for the devil. They kind of have me at the slogan. That's not bad.
Well, ultimately, you're still just going to be smashing stuff.
Here's another one where you just life simulator.
Yeah.
I just don't find these kind of games long-term compelling.
I expect you to die, Seat of Power.
Hey, PSVR fans. Enjoying the show?
Okay.
I hope so, because the next couple are for you. Let's hand it over to one of the coolest dudes in video games.
Don't stop caressing your VR.
Greg Miller from Kind of Funny, and I'm so happy that Upload VR is doing their own showcase. Of course, we're doing our own showcase too. E3, all indie games. It's happening tonight. You can check it out later. Enough about that. Instead, let's talk about PlayStation VR. That's right, the only real form
See,
of VR.
See, this is well produced.
Oculus Quest. I just have this thing where I, you know, joke around about PC games. I digress. PlayStation VR. I'm here to talk to you about Mini Mech Mayhem. It is a game from Future Lab. You might remember them.
Guy used to work for
from the Velocity
Polygon.
They were awesome on the PlayStation Vita. You remember the PlayStation Vita, right? No, you don't. It was a handheld. It had two sticks. It was great. Nobody supported it enough, except people like Future Lab. That's why we need to support them with Mini Mech Mayhem.
Mini Mech Mayhem. Oh, it's Mini Mech, not Mini Mac.
Oh, you thought it was going to be a little Macintoshes fighting each other.
That would have been interesting as well.
The game is played out in two stages. The first stage is planning, where everyone programs their actions for their little mech.
Okay, so it's kind of like a programmable chess.
Yeah, like a little Star Wars chess game.
You don't necessarily know which order. But not auto chess. This is a different thing. Did you see Riot is doing an auto chess as well?
I did. You have to try and guess. It's fun watching Riot jump on a thing that was made in Valve's backyard, just like they made a thing based on what was in Blizzard's backyard. Or just nudging someone off by one square. No, probably do really well at it.
Avatar, which is what you play as. My favorite thing is to go into the shop and then customize my avatar. You can also customize your mech as well, your little buddy, and you can put different parts on them and change the colors.
One of my unbiased favorite parts of the game is the AI. There are about 60 AI characters in game. Each of the AI characters will have its own difficulty assigned to it, so they fall into four categories: easy, medium, hard, and tutorial. So you might start to recognize some of these AI. If you're playing against hard all the time, you come up against Jack the Brave.
A lot of European development going on.
Your frosty map.
In VR, at least this thing shows a lot of European developers.
With a sour Claire, if you want.
I'll be sour Claire.
At the heart of Mini Mech Mayhem, there's a real strong funny bone, which is new for us as a studio. We've made
I'm sure
games before. We've not made
some of these games.
Mini Mech Mayhem is coming out on the 18th.
There's like three types of games that have been shown until now, and we've seen like I don't know 20 games.
Yeah,
and I'm sure some of them are going to be pretty cool, but looking at them, they look so similar.
Yeah,
it's weird. It's difficult to showcase. Maybe they are similar, but I think it's also a little bit difficult to showcase the style and feel of a VR game in a 2D, you know, video trailer. Maybe it's also because we don't have enough frame of reference in VR gameplay, but I think there's part of it not being easy to showcase, and also people are still figuring it out.
So yeah, I think people don't quite know what they're doing with VR yet. It's like 3D in the PS1 era is what it reminds me of. It's like,
yeah, exactly.
What are we doing? I don't know. We got to figure it out. And they slowly kind of, okay, camera work, that's the best way to do that. Or, you know, a lot of iteration.
This was kind of cool.
Yeah, this looks
is,
nice.
Imagine a Skyrim type environment, and you have a monster coming to you, and you fight with actual, like, melee swordplay.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just, we are in those heady, that's what I would say, the chat room's talking about this too. This is what I would say to people. We are in that phase of VR that is like PS1 1996. They're pretty scary. I don't like these creatures.
They look a bit like, not the White Walkers, but the White Walker, the zombie.
Oh, because they got the blue eyes, yeah.
Undead Citadel. The names are also so generic. Again, like the beginning of gaming.
Yep.
It's like, oh, what are we doing? There are undeads, and we're kind of in a citadel. Let's call it Undead Citadel.
Oops. I can hear them. What? I can basically, by the way, this part right here tells me that they got a lot of money from the Angry Birds people.
Yeah, this is the PSVR part, so. Drunken bar fight. Seriously, there's three types of games.
You're right. There right now there are three games to play in VR. Melee combat, projectile shooting, and what? What else?
Dioramas,
yeah.
Diorama puzzle-y.
Puzzle-y, flipping switches, yeah.
very soon. And later this year, we'll continue to work with Arvor to publish their highly anticipated follow-up, Pixelrept 1995.
So this is retro games in VR only?
Right, that's it. Well, I guess. We've got one last
thing to share with you today. Oh, this is very meta. It's a retro game that is in AR in a VR world.
Whoa.
That's weird.
Okay, this looks kind of nice. Nice environments. Some kind of glowing dildo unit.
Highwire Games' breathtaking PSVR exclusive adventure enables you to achieve the impossible as you gradually explore and unravel the secrets of an ancient city. It's one you've been waiting for, and today we are thrilled to reveal that Golem will get a physical release through Perp Games at launch. Thank you for your continued support. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Hey guys, I'm Arjen, programmer at Vertigo Games, and I'm excited to reveal something we've been working on that has been requested a lot. Can't wait what you guys think.
Oh, that's People Like Arizona Sunshine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's a good shooter.
This will be the Arizona Sunshine experience you've come to love with the freedom of the Oculus Quest coming this year.
Oh, that's great. On Quest, that'd be really fun.
Game Control is the hottest club in virtual reality, where the music never stops and the doors never close. With a 32-song soundtrack ranging from the 70s to today's biggest hits, you can go in, dance with your favorite Dance Central characters to custom choreography all designed for VR. In addition to practice mode, customizing your avatar, competitive and cooperative online multiplayer...
Well, this is a different kind of game, I guess.
...features coming to Dance Central. Playing Dance Central can be...
My favorite experience on... So we created the fitness VR, no matter which one I'm wearing.
It's Beat Saber.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
But it's
this is the
brilliant.
Best VR game I've ever played.
Yeah, it's great. Is dancing with the
characters. Currently, your friends can challenge you to beat their scores, but now the characters are going to challenge you. Dancing with the characters allows you to earn respect and eventually unlock assets in the wardrobe so you can look fly anywhere in the game.
Look fly. I want to look fly.
Releasing 6 songs as DLC.
Is that what we say still? If we want to look good, we want to look fly, Patrick?
No problem. We have more content coming your way.
I guess she just did, so.
All right. Rift S and Rift. I thought that was over.
Pick it up and meet us in the club.
Tracks my feet just fine, Benjen.
I'm really excited to be here.
It does room scale.
Yeah, Dawn. Isn't that that's the guys who did Blood and Truth, and of course, what was the launch PS4 game?
Oh, so I'm really excited to tell you right soon. You'll be able to play
Echo Arena in all its glory on the Quest. Echo VR Quest, Lone Echo and Echo whatever are apparently really great.
Yeah, maybe one of the most revered VR games. I've not played them, but I will play this on the Quest. As Jack,
in the story that took our characters in the 22nd century from the space station around the rings of Saturn forward 400
See,
years.
Watching this strikes me as a video. This is a video game. You know what I mean? Like it's VR, but look at all the shit that's going on. Like, it's not just I better shoot the things that are need to be shot.
Yes, I agree. I also noticed that there's a lot of movement, and I wonder how puke-inducing that's going to be. Maybe that's the thing, you know, maybe the movement, the static nature of all of the games we're seeing is what makes it look weird, or not weird, but, you know, similar. And this has a lot of movement. So it's Lone Echo...
I can't wait to play more Dance Central on Quest.
Okay, but, stop.
Echo 2 looked amazing.
Yeah, no, don't.
Stop it.
Let's keep rolling with that PC VR vibe.
Okay,
don't.
Great.
Don't.
Okay. Oof. That's not a good look. Whoa, what are those? Cool.
They're VR legs for the moon. Oh, whenever you get a crowbar,
melee
you have
combat.
To be respectful of the legacy of crowbars in gaming.
Right, especially Half-Life.
Well, that was the funny part.
Yeah. Boneworks. Stress level zero. Boneworks.
Battle Lake is our high seas pirate adventure. And the real focus here from Servios is...
Oh my god, he has a worse sound than...
I can't even hear him.
The host. Like, this is literally recorded with a laptop PC at the other end of the room.
It's like Skype 2002.
So previously we had made Sprint Vector, and that product... And so this is a pirate game?
Yeah.
Where you're the skipper, and...
And the first thing the team asked ourselves is, if we're going to put...
It's different. It's original.
Yeah. It's like a still shooter, but it is more interesting.
Yeah. Constantly surrounded by dozens of pirate ships. We have a variety of weapons, from broadsides to Gatling guns, machine guns, axe throwers, ballistas, all sorts of things. And when you're playing the experience, not only does each pirate lord have a series of weapons and different levels they can progress through the system, they also have their unique...
Oh no, a twister. Oh, the Kraken.
We also have warfare mode, where you can have it to four players.
I'm actually going to try. I haven't played that. What's the Microsoft one that we're now going to get with our Game Pass?
Oh, Sea of Thieves?
Yeah, I haven't played that yet. So I'm kind of curious to get in there and see how it's doing. I keep hearing it's much improved and a lot more fun.
Please go to BattleWake.com.
Battle Wake.
Players will be able to play this new and exciting warfare mode
before this gets released. The water-based combat game I'm looking forward to is the one that got delayed from Ubisoft. But
Skull and Bones?
Yeah. Life, the fortune. Who's this guy?
He is a Dark Souls lookalike main character guy.
His sound is familiar, though, his voice.
I've been betrayed and dishonored.
Oh, yes, that's... generic, rough, male protagonist voice dude.
Oh, that's why I recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Okay, this is another Skyrim type high fantasy melee combat looking thing.
I mean, you know that somebody sometime is going to make a really good, like, Souls-like experience where it matters when you strike and you parry and it's going to be really hard and challenging and you got to learn the patterns. Like, that's got to be... Maybe it's this.
Oh, look.
But
dragons. You're flying on dragon back.
That guy didn't fight. He just stood there and let you take his head off.
So this is basically Skyrim in VR, essentially.
Scrim.
I mean, yeah. And you're on horseback as well.
Oh, that looks vomit-inducing.
All of it is really... It's kind of too fast for... I just noticed they have two logos on the screen. They have hashtag E3VR and down at the bottom, E3VR.
Yep.
You shouldn't have two of them.
Whoa.
Oh, look, there's a Banshee-type
She was
monster.
Cool.
Oh, and you're falling. Oh,
those
these
are like
my
real
hands.
I mean,
okay,
this
the
looks...
acting doesn't seem top notch.
No, but the...
What more do I have to lose?
Who is that? Frank Grillo
the
or somebody.
The Soul Keeper.
Your voiceover was better. Well, now we get to see his penis. Well, no.
You get to see my penis.
Team Virtuality, which is a cooperative shouting game where you stop your ship from...
So that's the problem with these things. At least that's what happened, I think, with the PC Gaming Showcase the first year. They're like, oh, we're going to be doing a thing about that. Who wants in? And everyone replies. Every small developer is like, oh, we're going to get exposure. Yay. And they're like, oh... So we're going to showcase 50 million games, and after 20 minutes, it's all going to blend together, and no one, and everyone's going to stop caring. I'm at that stage.
Yeah. By the way, I'm 100% on this game because it's Space Team, but in VR. And you played Space Team, right, on your phone?
I haven't.
It's the most fun insane multiplayer I've ever had. Which will also be personalized. It's so good.
A lot of people like it. Yeah.
In VR, it makes perfect sense.
Oh, so it's actual, literal space team.
Yeah, they bought the property and we're making a VR game out of it.
Okay.
I think that's a brilliant use of the tech.
Space Team VR.
Yeah, I would play that.
Yeah, that this looks like it could be fun.
It's crazy. The phone game even is just insane.
Onika is a VR rhythm shooter available now in early access. Armed with dual blasters, players shoot and smash to the beat of a killer soundtrack with 22 songs.
Cool. Oh, it's the song shooting thing. I can't remember the name.
I'm down with it. Have our
biggest update yet. Yeah, I can. I'll give it a try. A new environment, but Beat Saber is already... shooting can be fun, too. I'll give it a go.
If it feels good, it just needs to feel good. I didn't get the name. Alternate target maps for any of the songs
in our game soundtrack. Today, we're releasing an in-game editor that allows you to shoot along to any song on the soundtrack any way you like, which is immediately a playable map which can be shared or exported to Reaper for tweaking.
We are extremely grateful to our Audica creators.
Audica.
We wanted to find a special Audica. Way to showcase and reward that creativity. So we're excited to invite all of you to create your own playable maps.
And then they had sex.
To our Discord channel by July 10th
for a chance to win
prizes. Nothing.
We look forward to playing what you make.
You can pick up Audica now on Steam.
My imagination goes weird places. I can't help it.
I'm not sure why it would go there, but
it's just because they're sitting there looking at each other and talking, doing the business. And then I just wanted to go. I want them to stare at each other and just they can't resist anymore and they make out. I don't know why I find that amusing, but I do.
Asgard's because you have a weird relationship with sexual intercourse as opposed to the other types Norse of intercourse. Mythology, she looks like Aloy.
Hey, check it out. Game. A melee game. Some of the famous Asgardians
from across the world of Wrath. I'm going to call this another fantasy that you're going to aid and help venture melee.
This has a nice stylized look to it, though. I like it.
Yeah, it looked nice. Okay, so parentheses, that looks nice. Oh, it's Asgard's Wrath.
Yep. Ooh, he made a shark man.
Pretty hungry, so you could tell him to eat corpses. As he's eating the corpses, sometimes he'll be pulling a lever that's lifting up a platform.
Why would you tell someone to eat the corpse?
Let alone a shark man.
It's so visceral.
I mean, maybe it makes more sense if it's a shark man.
And feel the impact and really feel like you're there competing.
That combat looks fun.
They're probably one of
yeah.
I usually don't like those because it's usually just swipe, but that looks fun.
An animal and you put it down to actually initiate and make that animal be your follower and do your bidding. You've got to walk over and
get him, shark man,
or a fist bump to get him to follow you.
Yeah, I want to play this. This looks good.
Yeah. Fall 2019, and it'll be out on the Oculus Rift. And make sure to play it on the Oculus Rift S because it looks absolutely fantastic.
So, Oculus Rift.
I mean, I
kind of
want a Rift VR as well,
and no Quest.
I want a Rift S. I'd like that both, but it's expensive.
Shortly after, I joined the Volpine Order to help maintain peace in the city. In the sixth year of King James, I saved a group of noble women from an unruly mob at Rose Square. And in the following year, I defeated a company of bandits gathering near...
One of the reasons controller video games work is it's less work to get places. And I feel like VR hasn't learned this yet. They need to make traversal and stuff simple. And right now, this looks like it's complicated.
So this is a puzzle... investigation game. Looks good.
Everything looks like Skyrim.
You know why we think everything looks like Skyrim? You have to say no, tell me.
No.
And then tell me. All right, it doesn't matter. I'm going to tell you anyway.
Tell me anyway.
because they're all they all have constraints that brings the level of graphical fidelity back to like 8 years ago, which is when Skyrim came out. I think that might be why.
That's a good point, because that's kind of where we're at with this, with VR tech.
Yeah.
This looks pretty good graphically.
Yeah.
I guess she's just doing clues and shit. It was obvious that his last breaths were spent in agony. I couldn't find any wounds, and the color of his blood was strange. How's the VR porn world doing? I assume that's still a thing.
I'm sure it's doing fine. I only have a PSVR, so I don't know.
I'll bet it's like it's still just 360 video and stuff. That's no fun. I want interactive video.
Yeah, that's why VR isn't taking off as much as we would like it to. It's because porn hasn't figured it out yet.
Right.
If, you know, the day porn figures out how to use a new type of media, then it takes off.
Yeah.
Oh, she really likes smacking dudes over the head with a stick.
Stealth mechanics are a new thing in VR. I've not done anything like that.
Yeah. Logan. Huh? Logan. That's my name. Logan?
Logan. Boogan? Rogan.
Oh, Rogan.
Oh, no. It's what's his name, Rogan? The podcaster, comedian man.
Is a VR game about truly belonging somewhere, about creating a home with your own.
This is starting to feel a little bit like a marathon.
Yeah.
You start out on a small island.
How far in are they?
Two-thirds.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Is this like Stardew Valley in VR?
I won't lie here and tell you that I wouldn't play this because I would totally play this. I like stupid stuff like this.
You really like Stardew Valley, don't you?
Yes, I do. I like...
Oh, look, you can pet the cows.
I like Staxels. I like... Animal Crossing style stuff. Like, I'm kind of a sucker for it. We want to do
some crossbreeding in the future. You know, it's funny when I see the cow petting thing, I'm like, oh, this looks cute. My son would play it in a few years. And then I realize we have cows like literally 10
months. Yeah, take him to see a real cow.
Another thing that I really like is the creatures, because they are really.
My wife is fishing today.
Yeah, they're so cute, aren't they?
Really?
Yeah. She apparently got a taste for fishing in Lake Powell last week. For the
full game. I have to say I have like a soft spot for the
now she's at the
system.
Lake fishing with
that
Nick.
That one, I think, has a lot of potential.
This looks very really cute. Cool.
This yeah, this like, seems
why
nice.
Not release it now, today, in way too early access.
And then
we
they made
so
out.
We have so many ideas about what we want to build, but we want to know what you want the game to have. And
so my notes on this are Stardew Valley-like thing.
Sure.
Cute cow petting.
Garden of the Sea.
And we will support all the major VR headsets via Steam VR.
Back high five.
Oh. Not on Quest? Forget it.
I don't know.
That's how that works.
It's cool.
We're not good at high fives. We're going to work on our high fives.
Hi. I'm Paul Vandermeer, lead designer at Critical Games.
I'm Paul Vandermeer.
The first gameplay footage of the Damn DLC. The largest
the damn DLC. What?
Yet.
Oh, he means the damned DLC. Not.
But it's an expansion for Arizona Sunshine.
Oh, okay.
Which we already saw earlier. You knew what you were getting into. But we saw it for Oculus Quest.
Right. Prove yourself useful. It's a good shooter, though. I mean, the gunplay feels good, I should say. Which is important. If you're going to make a gun game in VR, it better feel good.
That is correct.
I also like Robot Simulator a lot, or Robot Trainer. That game's really good. But it's basically just Space Invaders. No!
Coming out end of August.
Ooh, Hammerhead, what are they making? That's a robot.
Hi, I'm Erin, head of content at Hammerhead, an immersive entertainment studio based in the UK.
You're American,
we're
though.
We're excited to announce that we're working on the continuation of Abe, the award-winning 2013 cult film by Rob McClelland. Abe is a tense psychological horror about a robot who's looking for love in all the wrong places. We are creating a multi-format story
Was
world
there a dog?
With a pioneering location-based VR experience that will be brought to life through state-of-the-art volumetric capture. We're also bringing you a short film and a game release that can be played with or without VR. We're proud to present the first teaser. Take a look.
Nope. Nope. Not playing it.
This is too hard for you?
Not a chance.
It's also very fast movement again.
It's really loud.
Although this is a teaser, right? This is pre-rendered. That's not the actual game. Oh. Yeah, no, I'm not playing that either.
Yeah. Also, they had the volume at, like, level 20. Ah, breakfast! Shit!
Yeah, you think it's breakfast, but it's really a pig. What do you think is going to happen to that pig?
I think that pig's going to be slaughtered and eaten.
Maybe this time I will get it right. Maybe this time I will fix you.
This is very ominous.
I don't like him. He can rot.
It looks amazing, but what are you going to do to that pig?
Oh.
Anyway, thanks Hammerhead for that one. In fact, we're nearing the home stretch now, so it's time to start throwing some more megatons your way. Here's the latest look at Aspire 1.
Aspire 1?
Tripwire, really?
Welcome, Agent.
Aspire 1 is a made-for-VR stealth action first-person shooter that targets every VR platform.
Stealth action shooter.
The original inspiration for Aspire actually came from Upload VR's Presence podcast that they ran in 2016. One of their listener questions was, why aren't there any realistic stealth games in VR? Games like Metal Gear Solid and Splinter Cell. And for 2 years, we've been trying to reimagine these classic stealth mechanics.
This looks kind of good.
Yeah, Aspire's been built for VR yeah. PC headsets, including the Oculus Rift S, Valve Index, HTC Vive, and Windows Mixed Reality. It's also coming to PSVR,
and
the Oculus Quest, where gameplay will remain one-to-one.
A huge problem with VR is simulator sickness, or VR sickness, and right from day one, we've always wanted all players to play Aspire with the full freedom of movement and the precise control that they expect.
Oh, that's cool. Bullet time.
So early in development,
I mean, not that that's new in VR, but... That looked neat.
It is our locomotion system with its comfort features, and the Aspire Control Theater allows for full freedom of movement, maintains immersion in the game world, and minimizes VR sickness.
So they're claiming that you can move around without motion sickness?
That's what they're
saying. I don't know exactly how with this. Is that grid part of it? Would be interesting to start to try it out. And it's coming out on old platforms, so...
Yeah.
If you're undetected freeze. And physically say freeze and they'll be held up. Players experience long form story driven campaign missions, so they take 30 to 80 minutes to complete. Progress can be saved mid mission, which is perfect for playing on the go.
I mean, this is some of my favorite gameplay in regular video games, so it'd be interesting to see if this can translate, because I love a spy sneak around deal.
It seems like it would translate well. It's probably better to be walking around in VR than to be, you know, running. And
yeah.
You'll be able to play Aspire.
So it's coming this year.
Where it will be available on August. All platforms. Find out more about the game.
Should I buy an Oculus Quest?
I love it. I would recommend them very highly.
That looked amazing.
But, you know, people come to me saying, well, I got all these PC things I want to do. Well, then don't. Get the S or get the something else. But
I'm excited to be here on behalf of our team.
It's awesome. I love it. The new title we're working on. It's the most I've used VR. I usually just get sick of the setup, and this thing's so easy to set up. You just put it on your head and go.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Yeah. Even when you set up your area that you're going to be in, it's just like point at the floor, make a circle, and it says, all right, go. What's the volume on these things? Jeez. That wasn't even a teaser.
Wait, what?
That was a word. I didn't even catch it.
There's no images. And now we're back to smashing robots.
Is this
Didn't we see this?
Yeah.
A couple of... We saw this, like, 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, what's it called?
I can't remember, but... Budget cuts, yeah. So this is essentially an ad.
All right. Oh, Budget Cuts 2.
So we knew early on that we wanted to make Budget Cuts 2 a game of larger scope and variety. So that's when we asked Fast Travel Games to collaborate with us.
Yeah, I mean, we used to share an office back then, so we played each other's games before they were finished. There was lots of discussions and great ideas being thrown around. So when Neat approached us to co-develop this game, my thoughts went back to those discussions, and I'm really, really happy we worked together to make them come alive. In Budget Cuts 2, you're on a mission. It used to be about saving your job.
Now good bows. Good bow play is fun.
Is to take down
yeah. Seems like a really good mechanic to have in VR.
Humans and replaces them with workaholic robots, all in the name of efficiency. And to accomplish this, you have to leave your office cubicle and travel across several new types of environments.
So these new environments, they enable us to make new gameplay, both in terms of enemy encounters and puzzle solving, and combining that with
it gave me motion sickness just looking at that.
Yeah, that's my concern.
New types of gadgets lets us make a whole new range of challenges. So it's not just like choosing between stealth.
Okay, we have 8 minutes left.
Is that what we got? 8 minutes
for this to be over.
All right. Choose to approach a stealth. They're gonna blow our minds, Patrick. Oh my gosh, I can't wait for the final reveal.
Well, I'm sure they're keeping a big one for the final reveal. And Aspyr 1 looked good enough that I would could have kept it for the end. Yeah. So I'm guessing the final one is going to be better. Getting closer to the transport
headquarters to finally be able to take them down. Budget Cuts 2 is a self-contained title, so you don't have to have enjoyed Budget Cuts 1 to play this. But I think you really should, because it's an awesome game.
Stay tuned, because Budget Cuts 2 Mission Insolvency will be released on all high-end VR headsets this year.
What?
Okay, that's funny.
Because, you know, it's he cute. Didn't know. Oh, yeah, it's funny. It's hilarious.
Okay, hold on to your butts. It's the big finale. Let's hand it over to Cloudhead Games.
Cloudhead Games.
What are they making?
This looks like a stylized shooter, maybe? Or maybe it's just a shooter. Oh, it is stylized.
Very stylized. Holy crap.
Yeah.
It's John Wick, the trailer.
Yeah, it looks kind of like...
it sounds so bad.
Really?
I'm in a basement. With no sound dampening.
Is it Pistol Whip, the name of that thing?
It's Pistol Whip, I think. Oh, it's Rhythm Game? That looks cool.
Oh, yeah, that looks kind of cool.
Yeah, I'd play this.
I can't hear anything. It's very annoying.
His audio's bad.
Yeah. It's not bad. It's just lower. And they didn't check the relative levels, too. This looks like it would work so well as a rhythm game.
Oh, I'd be all into this. This is absolutely a game I would play. And
so you're shooting and hitting people with your gun up close. And the music was especially good.
Yeah. This is where VR has shown for me is things like this. It's when they try too hard to be a traditional game. I get frustrated because I think they miss the point. And these kind of games are, hey, what if we just kind of went bonkers here? This wouldn't be that fun in a regular game, but how fun would it be in virtual space? Turns out those are different kinds of fun, and like Beat Saber shouldn't be as fun as it is. It just is.
It's, I think it's part of the process that you were describing earlier of figuring out, you know, the camera and the technical aspects. It's also figuring out what is fun,
right,
in that specific type of setting.
It's an interesting challenge. I hope this is on the Quest. It looks like it should be able to handle it just fine.
Yeah, it's stylized enough that it should be able to be on anything. The stuff that you see in your typical rhythm game where you have a specific set of targets to hit at a specific timing, that doesn't exist here. You're presented opportunities in a rhythmic manner that's driven by the music that's at the heart of everything, and you choose... That part is epic. In his hair. That what?
That part in his hair. That guy that was talking. He looked like Moses could come and separate it. Just stand there and go,
okay, I'm intrigued.
I am very intrigued.
There are a few cool things in this showcase. They made us wait a little bit long, but...
These guys, if they had better sound, theirs would be the best presentation as well.
Yeah. Again, I think the sound is fine. It's just that it's too low. And maybe they lowered the sound because of the music, and then the voices couldn't be heard.
Coming soon.
Okay, that's a wrap. We are done, finished, finito, out of here. Thank you so much for watching the first ever Upload E3 VR Showcase. Thank you to every developer that took part today.
Congrats, Upload VR. I think you did a fine job. Let's start with another look at some of the games we covered today. This is very cool.
Yeah, nice job, guys.
I mean, we're mean because it's more fun, and you're not doing a, you know, this is not Ubisoft budget type thing.
Right.
But I'm. It's really heartwarming to see that a small publication company can essentially be. Reaching as many people as everyone else, because the internet.
I agree. Like, in general, I like to see. Like, I don't like it when it's like, what do these influencers think of whatever? That's not interesting to me. What's interesting to me is guys, you know, the guys like this who, you know, I don't know how these guys started, but you know, enthusiasts about VR. They've got podcasts and video content and all of that, they're perfectly suited for this. Like, go to their strengths and let them make a thing. And I totally think that's awesome. I love that.
So we're 1.5 minutes away from the PC gaming show.
We are indeed. So we'll probably just hang here. I'm going to end this stream by saying, well, I'm gonna, not the stream, but I'm going to end this version of the show so we can put it up as a separate feed.
Don't worry. We'll just... stack them together.
You want to do them stacked? Think? Okay. We can totally do them stacked.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. All right. So stick around. We are going to continue here on to the PC Gamer Show, which should start on this same channel, right?
Yeah. Okay. No. Wait. What? No. This is the Upload VR channel.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
You have to go to twitch.tv/twitch, for example.
Or youtube.com/E3.
Oh, right.
Right?
I mean, if you want to go to YouTube... I'm going to Twitch because I don't want YouTube and Google to have all my information.
I understand completely. Why is this? Is this Ubisoft from last year? They're showing. What are we seeing here?
What?
Some kind of Ubisoft stage. This must be from last year. Oh, it is. Okay. Never mind. They're showing clips from last year. Freak me out for a minute. All right.
Oh, maybe I'm there.
So we'll just we'll just roll in.
30 seconds away. Let's just stop this showcase and head over to the other one.
Yeah, PC the PC gaming thing. Seconds.
I guess I should change our stuff here.
Oh, Sean is still doing this one.
Time for the PC gaming. E3.
And it's starting.
Show. Come join me and Patrick.
Oh, are we tweeting? Yes.
PC gaming show.
Update information. Well, I'm mostly just doing the Twitch thing. But
this is the PC gaming show. Let's get the sound here.
Is it on already?
Yes.
Oh. It's just fading in for me. I have 6 seconds, it says. Do you also have that, or are you ahead of me?
Oh, I'm ahead of you.
Well, then...
Okay, do you want me to skip back to wherever you are?
Well, I can go... Hold on.
I can do it. It's youtube.com/E3.
Yeah.
I can do that. For the next two hours, I'll go to your slow speed, Scott. Taking the stage today
are... Wow, 2 hours. For Vampire,
okay. Oh, 2 hours?
That's what it says.
Oh, crap.
It's going to be long.
2 hours?
We may want to split this one. Last Oasis. I think I'm
going
for my
files. No, I'm not going to split it.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's stamps.com code PROGRAM.